Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're going to fight today.
I feel it in my soul, young player.
I can feel it.
I can feel it. All right, let me take this out of program so we don't go on the air. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, welcome. I don't know if this music's playing in the podcast or not. I don't think it is. Be quiet for a second. No, might make a noise.
Shh.
Shh. No, it doesn't play. I have to add it later. I don't know why.
Oh, thanks.
How's this? No? Still no? How about now?
No. Maybe.
No, no, it's still not. I don't have to ask Kenny about that. Hey, welcome to episode whatever, 5? 6?
I think it's 6.
The Uncensored Podcast with us, Kramer and Jess. I think the honeymoon phase is over between the two of us.
Is it?
Nah, I love it.
I love it too.
I really do. In case you're listening in San Diego, well, first off, before we get, welcome. Glad you're here. I'm Steve Kramer. That's Jess Dutra.
Hey.
We do this podcast once a week, live from Baltimore. You good?
Charm City.
Charm City, baby. And we're the morning show on Mix 106.5. But this is like the Uncensored Podcast. And in case you're new, I just need you to know that like it's uncensored. So we can say bad words like...
Bitch.
Or...
Fuck.
Yeah. So if you have little ears in the car, just, you know...
Don't.
Come back later. Put your AirPods. AirPods or EarPods?
AirPods.
AirPods in. And... And then come back. Today we're going to be talking about, Jess is already talking marriage.
Oh my, I'm so mad at you because I literally asked my friend a question and here he goes just blowing up my spot. I was just asking a question. I was just asking for your personal opinion. And then this man literally 2 seconds goes on the air.
I predict it right now.
It's like, Jessica wants to get married. I'm like, player, can I just ask you a question in confidence? Nothing is sacred.
No, of course not.
Nothing is sacred. Nothing,
well, that's not true. A lot sacred.
You didn't get, but I got no warning. Usually you give me a warning and I'm like, all right, but that you just blew me up.
There is one secret right now that Jess has been sworn to secrecy. You know the secret. That we said we can never talk about.
Yeah, and that's why I just think it's so funny that you test me, because if you push me to that point, player.
There is a secret out there right now that a couple people know, but not many. And I was like, Jess, if you tell anybody this.
And I said, Kramer, I swear, don't you dare push me, because I will post this everywhere. Any platform I can get my fingers on, I will post this somewhere
MySpace.
If you push me.
But, I mean... It would be really bad for the show's reputation.
Yeah.
Hands down. Mm-hmm. And I know that, that's why I'm never saying a word about this.
You'd get canceled.
I don't know if I'd get canceled, but I would lose a lot of credibility.
That's what canceled means. Yeah, you would get canceled.
I feel like the city would look at me in a weird way. So we're never talking about that. But what we are going to talk about is marriage. But we'll get that in like a little bit, though. I had an extremely tough week this week because I told you last podcast that I had to make some decisions.
Yeah.
And that I was dating very casually when I lived in San Diego. But I fall pretty quick.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, like, I kind of had these relationships with, like, a lot of different women.
And basically The Bachelor became your life, and
kind
that's
of.
Not healthy.
And it wasn't. And, like, especially when I got let go from my job, because then I had nothing else to do mm-hmm. but to date and, like,
yeah,
you know, like.
You not, for real I, were I, The like, Bachelor.
I swear to you, my New Year's resolution was to, like, take dating seriously. Then I lost my job. I'm like, well, who cares? this last week has been, it's been a doozy, because I want to make sure that I am held to my non-F-boy commitments that I'm making, mm-hmm. you know, because I feel like I'm like an addict right now. And
have you deleted your dating apps yet?
Yes. Gone.
All of them?
Gone.
Okay.
Gone. I have pretty much had all the conversations that I need to have with women that I just don't see it like a future with. Okay. And that was extremely hard.
Yeah.
Like, this last week was extreme, because no matter what, even though I didn't have like a full on relationship, mm-hmm. I definitely still had like a connection, you know, like I definitely still had like fond feelings for somebody. It'd be like me and you, because if I came to you, I'm like, hey, Jess, by the way, can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And you'd be like, what?
You don't got to explain what being broken up with feels like to me, player. Trust me. But, I know.
But like, we weren't really dating, was the thing. So it wasn't like an official. We weren't.
I don't. Okay,
we
I get it.
We weren't
it.
In relationships.
Okay, whatever.
There were no like, confirmed relationships.
I get it. But you just need to stop saying that, because feelings are feelings. And whatever you decided to not label whatever, it doesn't take away the fact that it hurts and it sucks. So I think you just need to accept that. You know, acknowledge that.
You know the Adam Sandler movie, like 40 First Dates?
Is that 50 First Dates.
I had like 50 breakups this week. Not really.
Stop.
It was like three.
Yeah, stop getting crazy.
Like, but like, it was hard. It was really emotionally hard on me. And I'm kind of drained this week about just like, ugh. So I guess I'm proud of myself in a way. Why do you guys smile on your face like I'm not that proud of myself?
No, I mean.
You don't. But that wasn't a smile like you're proud of me. It's a smile like you don't believe me or something.
No, the smirk is like attitude, because I'm proud of you, but I'm also.
There's no but. If you're proud of somebody, you're proud of somebody, and you're not. There's no buts in proud.
But I am proud, but
okay,
I'm also.
Okay, then you're proud, period.
Okay, fine. You don't want me to be honest with you?
But you just can't say I'm proud.
I am.
And then follow it up. You say I'm proud, period. I'm proud of you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm proud of you.
But on another note, what?
But in other news, you created this situation.
I know. It's my fault.
But I'm proud of you for making a change.
I'm not asking for pity right now.
I don't pity you.
Do I come across like I'm looking for like your...
A little.
You're like, oh my gosh, poor me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to do that. I want you to be proud of me. Because this
am.
Is like a big step.
I am.
This is a big step in my post-divorce healing.
There is no one on this planet that is more proud of you for right now in this moment for what you've done. And that's me. And you know that. And that's so true.
I bet Nancy be proud.
But Nancy don't know all the details that I know. So. And I don't want her to.
That's my mom, by the way. So Jess is driving me crazy today. And I'm going to tell you why Jess is driving me crazy today.
Say it to my face.
We have this video software called StreamYard. And we just got it. It's like, what, a weekend?
Yeah.
So you've seen like these videos being produced up. It's because Jess is producing. And they look great. Audio is a little funky at times, but you know.
Out of my control.
You can't. you're no Mark Zuckerberg.
Like, out of my control. I'm trying to figure it. I'm also figuring it out as well. I hate. We are not.
We're both so tired today.
Yeah, we're having a day.
But now Jess like wants to overly use it. I feel like even being on right now. So we're taping this.
Oh, you know what? I swear to you, if you're going to complain to me about wanting to get content so I can edit this later and pull from it so both of us can utilize
it
to promote
nice to me
our
right
podcast
now.
Today.
I want you to say something not sassy. I don't think I need to mention this, but Jess is on her period this week.
So?
I don't think I need to mention it. I think if you listen to last week's podcast and this week's podcast, you can probably tell a great emotional difference between these two podcasts.
Yeah, I know. It's really hard when you are bleeding uncontrollably. I'm sorry. That's annoying to you, Kramer. Sorry. Tell me how that feels. Honestly.
When can we expect this to get better?
When?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Typically, how long? Because you and I have never worked this close together. You know, Jess and I used to do a radio. We've done a radio show for 5 years together, whatever. But we've never worked... Well, there was always a separation of glass between us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, uh-huh.
Careful. careful.
And now that we're sitting in the same studio, I mean, it's just a lot. You have to keep in mind, it's literally just me and Jess in the studio.
I get so annoyed when you talk like this because you out here being like, I can't stand you.
Say something nice.
And you are constantly talking to me and you're like, what are you guys doing on Sunday? And I'm like, really? Because I thought you couldn't stand me, player. And then this, I talked to this man all day, every single day. And you want to act like I'm not your best friend.
Say something nice. You're being way too sassy. Everybody listening right now thinks you're going too hard on me today. Oh. I'm coming in here being vulnerable and open and sharing my life and my fears and my sadness of having to do multiple breakups this last week. You're like,
as your best friend, it's my duty
to be sassy to me,
to be completely and 100% honest with you.
That's fine.
At all times.
But you don't have to be sassy about it.
The delivery, who cares? I love your outfit today, and that's fact. You look, and I like, you got a haircut. You look nice today.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's get into marriage.
I'm turning the StreamYard off now.
Okay. The StreamYard is like controlling my life.
Ending broadcast.
But pretty soon, though.
I don't want any video proof of this conversation.
Yeah, no, none of it.
End.
I'm going to turn this thing off. I have a ring light for myself, which I now feel like a real 13-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
That blinds me, though. Okay, let's talk about marriage, Jessica. Actually, before we talk about marriage, yeah. I want to talk about your, and I don't know if there's anybody listening that's going to be able to relate to this, because I think when Jess told me this, I'm like, this makes literally zero sense to me.
What?
Because our boss, Tom, is genuine. Like, I've worked with program directors all over the country. He's like my sixth or seventh boss, right?
Yeah.
I had a really great PD over in, as we call them PDs, program directors or the bosses. And I had a really great PD in Tampa. His name is Bob Newman. And Bob was just he's just a really super nice guy, really positive, loved working with him. He loved to meet every single day after the show, which you would lose your mind. Mm-hmm. I almost lost my mind. But he wanted to meet every day after the show for like 30, 45 minutes. Oh. Ugh, that part was terrible. But Tom, our boss, is a genuinely nice human being.
No, like could not be any more nice.
And Jess doesn't trust him.
And it's not his fault.
Should we call him?
No, I don't want him to know. I don't want him
okay,
to know.
Okay, we'll just talk about it. I'm just wondering if there's anybody that can relate to this.
But it's not just Tom. It's like anybody new.
Explain your feelings, because now imagine we're new, we're about a month in, we have a really super nice boss, but I'm excited to work with him.
No, and I am too, don't get me wrong. Like, I love, like, let's say if someone came in here and started talking trash about Tom, like, I'd throw hands.
Yeah. But at the same time, you don't trust him.
No, it's not.
I don't understand what's going on between you two.
No, it's not that I don't trust him. I think it's not even his fault. I think I'm just like, he is so awesome and so wonderful that I'm afraid I'm just gonna, I think this is what I do with any new person in my life, because I know how attached I get to people.
Yeah.
Because once I'm attached, it's done.
Yeah.
It's like over for
You're
me.
In.
So I think during this process, this is my time where I try as hard as I possibly can not to get attached to somebody. Because way, if they burn me, it doesn't hurt.
So you're looking for a flaw in this man? Like, you're just waiting for him to, like,
I'm like
fuck
hoping.
Up,
no,
sense?
I'm just waiting for him to be like, JK, that was only like your 1 month of me, and now like I don't care about you, and I don't want to talk to you. Yesterday Tom was like, I just want to know how you guys are doing. I was like, why? Am I in trouble?
He texted us last night at like 6:30. He's like, I'm just taking some training for work, and I just was thinking about how happy I am to have you guys here.
He goes,
I read that and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. Like,
goes,
what a nice thing.
He's like, I'm so thankful for you guys. I'm sitting here and I'm like, there's no way. Because then I'll be like, oh, Tom, like, that's my family. And once I feel that way about somebody, and then if they do something to me, don't like care about me anymore, I get all crazy. So right now I'm like trying to act like it's not that big of a deal, but it's such a big deal and I love it.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, man.
Where did that come from?
Because
me, it's like I, you know, I've been burned by radio people so many times that I try not to attach too fast. But Tom just doesn't even have
a sense of
shitty about him.
That's
you know?
Why it's scarier, because he genuinely feels like someone that I would want to be my friend.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we call him, please?
No, because I don't want him to know.
Okay. It's not like he's going to listen to this podcast or anything.
He won't.
He will.
He will?
I don't know.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think our old boss ever listened to one episode of the podcast that we did.
No.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to give Tom a code. We're going to put a code word in this podcast right now.
Okay.
And that code word is what? Just throw a random word out. Whatever you want to say.
Duncan.
Okay. No, it's got to be something more obscure because he could be easily talking about Duncan. Leaf. Okay. If Tom mentions the word leaf to us in casual conversation, we don't even have to like talk about the fact that you listen.
Then I've been exposed.
But I am curious. So today that we're recording this, it is October the 7th, mm-hmm. okay? By the 14th.
You know that man is just going to text us, leaf, and I'm just going to fall apart.
Yeah, that means he knows.
Fall apart.
That means he knows.
It's not even his. It's my own issues with people. It's my own.
Did you feel that way with me when you met me?
Of course.
Tell me about the first time you remember meeting me.
I was like, hey.
Because I don't even remember where we were. We were in studio. We were at an event. Probably an event, huh?
No, it was in a lobby. You're like, I haven't met you yet. I'm Kramer. And I was like, I'm Jess. And I'm like,
what I come across as, like when you met me, what was your first vibe?
I didn't trust you.
You're like, I don't like you?
No, I think
were you team Frankie at that point? Were you mad that I was there? Because, okay, so really quick backstory for Baltimore people. So I replaced the guy that in turn ended up replacing me. Radio's a very dark, weird place. Because, like, what other industry does that happen in? You know, like, I feel like
it's like the never ending breakups. Just fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Forever, people are just getting fired and it coming back. It's just weird. It's a weird, sad, sad world. Yeah. Podcasting's not, though.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, because I wasn't on the show yet.
Right. You were just a promotions kid.
Yeah, exactly.
You were young at that point. You were probably, 22, 23?
Yeah.
When I met you? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So what do you remember about first? We were in the lobby, and I was like, I haven't met you yet?
Yeah.
And did I come across as genuinely nice, like I cared, or was I just like, oh, hey, I haven't met you yet, bye?
You just came across as, like, the new guy that was meeting people. I was with the street team, so I felt like it was a little fake a little bit because I feel like talent can sometimes be a certain type of way with street teamers.
Yeah.
So I think you were, I mean, not on like purpose, but you were like, hey. I was like, hey.
And then how long until you started trusting me? Because did you hate me at all? Because I feel like what Jess does is she hates everybody at first.
Kind of.
Remember that?
But only people who get close to me. If I meet like someone on the street, I'm like, y'all are so dope. But it's someone who is close to me, it takes me a minute for me to like really let you in. I know it has to deal with some abandonment issues, trust issues, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we got to get to the bottom of that.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today is a nerve-wracking day for us because in just a couple of minutes, and this podcast may be a little shorter than the other ones because we have to go meet the rest of our employees today for the first time.
Yeah.
And we are like not in a good headspace for that.
This is not a good time, too, because we start unraveling during this time.
I know. And like, I'm just paranoid because you have to keep in mind the morning show before us was like by a lot of people here beloved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that work in this building.
And all these people have worked together for
a long time, 20 years, a lot of these people.
So there's this fish out of water and those two fishes are me and Kramer.
Yeah, right. So we got to come in here like,
yeah.
We're from California.
Like, yeah, I'm like, so, you know, I was cooking last night.
I had some crabs. Yeah, about that Old Bay, though, huh? Am I right?
Am I right?
It's going to be so awkward today. All right, let's talk about you, this whole marriage thing.
What happened before you out here playing me.
Just what? What?
Okay, I literally was just like, when do you think I should get married? And then this man's like, oh my God, oh my, oh, so now you want to get married? Are you kidding? And I was like, I literally was just asking a question, like, when do you think, I was just asking for advice, that's it. And now you out here saying I'm being crazy.
I'm not saying you're being crazy. I just, it's so weird to me because I think maybe because I haven't known Garage Boy like in person that long. I've only known him for like a month. So for me, this is like a 1 month relationship as far as I'm concerned. But the fact that you're already thinking, let's really break that down.
I was just asking about marriage.
Where did this come from? Where did you even start thinking? It's just going through your head? Because you guys have been together for how long? 8 months now?
Nine
months. Okay. And like, you're 28.
I'm 27.
He's 27. He's 27.
We're the same age. So it's like, because it's not where, like I'm 22.
You got to break this down. You can't just say, when should we get married? Like, where did this whole thing come from?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it.
It just popped in your head one day, like, we should get married. Like, do you want to marry this man?
No, I was thinking, like, when is that appropriate?
Yeah.
I think just
would you marry him today?
Yeah.
If he was like, will you marry me?
I'd be like, okay.
You would totally marry him?
Mm-hmm.
No question asked.
No questions asked. I would.
That scares me.
Why?
As on the person on the other side of that, that just terrifies me. Because you know how old I was when I got married, Jess?
24.
No, I started dating when I was 24. I think I was actually 26 when I finally got married. 26, 25, mm-hmm. maybe 25. And look how that turned out.
Yeah, but let's be real.
About what, Jessica? Careful.
Careful.
Remember what happened last time we talked about her for too long?
Yeah.
I don't work there anymore.
You can't even...
So
that's why you got fun.
Yes,
you get
careful.
You can't even compare because you already know that was like, come on, player.
No, it was different. It was different. It wasn't. And you guys are definitely cute together. I agree. When do you want to get married? Like, are you seriously 9 months in, ready to marry this man?
I would, but it's not.
That doesn't even sound encouraging. By the way,
why?
No man wants to hear I would. Did I tell you that right after I got married, I was having a lot of anxiety? Because I think inside I knew that my wife wasn't the one for me.
Well, I didn't mean that. Like, I guess I would.
I would.
No, I think I would. Like, I would.
Do you think he's anywhere near being
that's
there
what,
yet?
That's what happened.
Have you even, like, broached the conversation?
I'm also, that's the thing, too. I wasn't like, I want to get married tomorrow and he better ask me. That's not where I'm at either. I literally was just, I think just because we've made so many changes and so many adult changes, I'm like, is that, I'm just thinking about adult things.
Well, I mean,
and that's
you guys
a serious
are, this
thing.
Was,
you know what I'm
honestly,
saying?
Honestly, like, what you guys did, borderline crazy. Can you admit that?
Oh, 100%.
To never live together. So let me give you the backstory about Jess and her boyfriend, Garage Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Never live together. Live 8 hours apart.
Yeah. Long distance relationship.
Had a moment in a garage.
That's how we met, yeah.
Decided to start dating.
Like the month after.
A month after. Mm-hmm. Living 8 hours apart, long distance.
Yeah.
And then you get a job across the country.
And he moves with me.
And he just up and moves his life.
Never been here before in his life. The first time he saw Baltimore was when he stepped off the plane.
Think about that for a second.
It's fucking wild.
8 months. And he probably agreed to it on what, month six then?
That gets me so hype. I'm like, marry me right now. Let's go. Get so hype about that.
That's so, if you really think about it, like, seriously think about that for a minute.
I know. I
like straight up think about that.
That's honestly
for a minute.
How it came up. I'm like sitting in my apartment and I'm just like, is that what I do next? Like, that's kind of, that's where I'm. And then I asked myself, do I want to marry this person? And I'm all like, hell yeah.
But do you, because I want to point this out too, because you've been in another long-term relationship before this.
Yeah.
Think about early on in your other relationship. You probably thought you wanted to marry him too.
No. Oh. You know, I think.
Okay. That's great.
Well, no, I think.
Give me another phone call to me.
Ugh.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I think that's another reason why I feel
we're
so
gonna deal with all kind of San Diego drama when this thing gets posted. It's fine.
No, listen, I think that's another reason why I feel so confident about it is because in the last one, it was more so I was searching to feel that definite yes. And I wanted it to work. So I wanted it to work out so badly, even though I had doubts that it wasn't right. But I cared about that person so much and like all the issues and stuff
right.
that I didn't want them to be without me because I wanted to be there for them. And I felt like that's what I had to do.
You felt like more like a caretaker.
Does that make sense?
Than a partner.
Right.
Like you more of like, if I'm not here, what's going to happen versus like, I want to be here because it's
yeah.
adding to my life versus like, I feel like I've got to be here
yeah.
because if I'm not, then what's going to happen?
Exactly. And then I felt like, well, if this is fixed and then that is fixed and that gets better, then I will feel safe and then I will feel better about the situation.
You never,
and then
you
all
never,
the things will fall into place.
Did you ever talk about marriage with your ex ever?
Yes. And you know what I think too?
Because y'all were together for a long time. How long? 8 years?
8.5 years.
It's a long time.
But the thing is though too, I've always wanted to be married and have kids. So I think.
Which is so weird to me, by the way.
So when I think, when I would fall for someone, it's like, okay, I want to marry you. Because I wasn't into dating. It was like, I was always searching for I just wanted to be with my person so badly.
Yeah.
That
codependent.
I felt like. No, I just, I've always wanted to be a wife and a mom.
You and my sister.
Is that weird?
I don't know if most women feel that or not because
I never wanted to when I went through the period of like dating around and acting like a flussy and all that craziness.
When was that?
It was terrible.
Wait, was that post your ex?
Like it was like
were you smashing after your ex?
Well,
you're avoiding the question.
No, I'm telling you. Before we got back together. And like actually live
together.
Because you guys
made up and broke up
a lot.
That's
what I'm saying. There was a period in that like up and down roller coaster.
Is that when I knew you? Did I know you in that?
No. Okay. I went through a really bad time. Didn't work at the station. Was in hiding, acting crazy. So during that time, it literally drove me insane. And the only reason why I was acting that way was because I felt like that's what I was supposed to do. When really, I just always wanted one person,
monogamy.
And that was it.
No, y'all women. Oh, every woman. And this is like when I was casually dating.
Not every woman I dated. Okay, you personally.
Was like, let's go on one date and then we're exclusively boyfriend, girlfriend, right? And I was like,
But then I do have friends that are out that just want to do their thing, which I totally understand.
Men or women?
Both.
That just want to do their thing.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, I have never met a woman. Mm-hmm. I've never gone on a date with a woman that's just like, let's just be casual. That's cool. It's always literally after date three, it's always like, so what are we? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? Are we husband, wife yet?
Yeah.
And if not, are we close?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're at TGI Fridays right now, so this is not an appropriate time for this conversation.
I wanted to get my Beyond Burger, I just wanted
some mozzarella sticks, but I guess now we can have the conversation right now if you choose. Post your ex-boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
pre-garage boy.
Like in that middle time?
Uh-huh.
I didn't think I was going to be with anyone ever again.
How long was that period in between post him, pre?
I think like 6 or 7 months in between, and I genuinely thought that I just wasn't going to find anybody again.
Did you hook up with anybody in that time period?
Mm-mm.
You didn't hook up with one other person.
I didn't want anyone to touch
me. Did you regret that now?
No.
Jess, I feel like you're going to regret that.
No, I swear to you, Kramer, I did not want to touch anyone. I did not want anyone to be, because I was just like, because I did that when I had broken up with him, and then I went through my little phase, that put me in such a terrible space with me and my body.
Why is that? Because with me, it was nothing about like the sexual part of it. It was just about the, like, I'm really, as much as like I get a lot of shit for what I did, I'm truly glad I did it. I'm sorry that like feelings got hurt, and I did hold on too long to some relationships, which like, okay, I take responsibility
That's
for that.
Fair.
But I'm really glad I dated as much as I did.
And
because
I'm happy for you that you needed to do that for you, for who you are, and that worked out for you. And that's what you wanted.
You literally went from your ex, mm-hmm. and the first person that you hooked up with in a garage.
Yeah, but also
now you're ready to marry.
But because prior to that, I did go through a phase where I was doing one night stands, and I was doing the whole dating around. I was doing that whole thing. I was doing the whole, girl, this is your time, do whatever you want. And again, not wanting to do it, but doing it because I thought that that would make me feel better. And I thought that that's what I would want to do. And I literally hated it. I hated having sex with someone that I did not love and that did not love me.
Why are you going to cry right now?
I don't know.
Why are you crying? Why?
Because.
You were a hoe.
Yeah.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
No, not like terrible, but like I just.
Why does it bring so much pain to you?
Because I did it because I thought I was supposed to, and I fucking hated it. And I'm just like, that's not, and that honestly.
But why does it make you emotional right now? Are you just emotional in this conversation, and we're having the conversation, or is this conversation making you emotional?
A conversation makes me emotional.
Because you hooked up with guys and like, a lot.
Yeah, because I just wish I didn't give that part of myself to like someone who will never think of me ever again. And I'm not connected to them. I don't even know I don't know anything about that person. And like, we were exposed to one another. But again, that's what sex means to me. That's what that means to me. And
God,
that's how I am. And like, I hate that. And so that's why when I met Garage Boy, and
yeah.
I usually I'm like, I hate you. Don't look at, you know what I mean? I met him and I felt like I didn't have that phase of not wanting to get to know him or not wanting him to get close to me in any way. And so that's why I was just like, I mean, you're it.
Yeah. I wish I could date men.
Why?
There are so many days I wish I was gay.
Yeah.
For
too.
A lot of different reasons.
Me too.
They
so
dress
fun.
So cute. You know what I mean?
Be so fun.
Their outfits are always on point.
I know.
No, I just feel like men and women are so terribly different.
Mm-hmm.
We are so terribly different because when I would hook up with somebody, mm-hmm. I would never feel sad about it.
I would literally,
a lot of women do.
It would put me, I would get depressed. I would feel like, why did I do that? And then I would force myself to do something like the following weekend because I was like, maybe I'm not used to it. So then I'll like it. And then I didn't. And I hated it.
I feel like you've just been looking for an outlet to cry or something. Just hadn't cried all week. She's like, I can do it. This is it. This can happen. It can happen right here.
I didn't know that was gonna
I just
make
don't know why
cry.
It's going to make you. I don't even know how we got so sidetracked in this whole thing.
I feel like
you should have dated more in between.
I really did not know that was going to make me cry. That made me sad. Sorry.
I mean, is Jess ready to get married? Let's go around the room. Oh, wait. We have a small show.
Raise your hand.
Anybody? Okay, I'll go first. I honestly do miss having a big show.
Oh no, of course.
I love you, and so like I think we're putting on a fantastic show. But I do miss having like a cast of characters.
So do I. It's so much fun.
Let's just call Gina and see what she thinks. You want to just call her up and we can't get the phones to work. I forgot.
It was just a question.
I would say if you're asking an old man like myself, an old experienced person like myself, mm-hmm. 10 years I got on you, Jess.
I know.
And a divorce under my belt. 18 months until you get engaged.
Okay.
End of conversation. Okay, bye. How does that feel to you? Because you're not even halfway there yet. 18 months. That's, you got to wait.
Sure.
That's 11 more months. Almost a year from now.
I genuinely just wanted your advice on that because I was just thinking about it.
I think after a year, my ex-wife, and she denies this story. I don't know if I've told her on this podcast or I don't know. I've got so many damn podcasts. I don't know where I'm saying anything anymore.
Okay. It's just, subtle flex. Kick back, dude. God.
I got so many podcasts.
You're so annoying.
I got so many shows. I can't even handle
it. Chill out. I know you're rolling your eyes too. Trust me.
I have so many podcasts. I don't know where I tell which stories.
Whatever.
So the point I was trying to make here is that my ex swears the story is not true, but it's 100% true.
Okay.
It's a lot of things she swore to me that just ended up not being true, like
Ooh.
Monogamy.
Woo! You ain't wrong.
Got her.
We're terrible.
Across the country, still got her.
You ain't mad. We ain't mad.
We ain't mad.
We ain't mad. We stay mad.
We stay mad out in these streets. No matter what street.
No matter what state.
What state? We still mad. What coast? We still mad out here.
Oh my God.
She swears this is not a true story, but she told me
mm-hmm.
about like 9 months in, right about where you guys are right now.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm getting old. And at 1 year, if you don't propose to me, I'm going to move on.
Oh, wow.
That's it. Like, I'm 26, I think, or whatever dumb young age she was. That's like, because I look at you guys, and I'm like,
yeah.
We weren't far off. And so much development for me
mm-hmm.
Happened around the age of 30.
Okay.
Like, I felt like I started to finally come into my own a little bit, even though I didn't really fully come into my own, I think, until post-divorce.
Okay.
But I started, I think in the back of my head, I started hearing the voices of like, Why you should go do yoga. I'm like, but my wife doesn't like yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Like she says that's stupid, so we think it's stupid, right?
Right.
It's like one of those things. Or like, vegan was never really a thing. But it's like certain things that I didn't like I knew that I wanted to like, but you start to get this group mentality when mm-hmm. you're with somebody for so long.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we don't like this.
Right.
You know, and like I couldn't tell you when I was married what I liked and what I didn't like.
I know.
It took me years post-divorce, probably at least a year post-divorce until I could kind of think on my own.
But can you give me credit and like I'm a very different person than you?
You're a very different person than me, but I'm...
Just think, but can
I
you
would,
just think about that a
we're,
little
we're,
bit?
We're different, but we're also very similar.
No, I know we are.
And I think the fact that you're thinking marriage is good, like it's good that you can like project a future with this person.
And I also think that it's a very mature and realistic thought to have. Like I have to think about like, is this the person that I want to marry? I think that's a fair thing to think
about.
Sure.
Right? I don't think you're crazy. I just think that, and again, I'm coming at it from a very jaded point of view,
right?
Like I was a little guy that got burned. Marriage sucks. I'm never getting married again. I'm sure I will. I'll meet somebody and 6 weeks later I'll be married because I'm just what I do.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that debacle to go down.
I can't wait for my speech, y'all. That'll be on the podcast. We'll be streaming live on Twitch.
Don't worry. We'll be on a damn StreamYard.
Yeah.
Jess will spend 45 minutes trying to get the angles just right and phones and headphone jacks. And
everyone's recording.
Everybody get their angles ready? Okay.
Yeah.
And do this. DM Jess when you listen to this because...
No.
Why?
I guess, yeah.
We said no. Like, what? You're going to block them? Like, no. Because I'm curious because I'm coming at it from a jaded point of view.
Yeah.
My young marriage didn't work out.
Can I also
say that I don't think anybody, honest to God, under the age of 30 should get married. I don't.
Can I also say, though,
that we're very different people?
That, no.
We're very different people.
I do, and I will, I also, I love when people reach out to me and I want to hear everyone's stories and stuff like that and advice, because I love that and I appreciate that, but also I
there's
do
no
remember.
But. That's another one you can't use but on.
Yes, I can.
You either appreciate or you don't.
No, yes, no, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Also, I remember.
Period.
Next sentence. Also, I remember when I said that I wanted to tell him that I loved him first, everyone was like, no, you can't be honest. You can't do this. You can't do this. Don't do that. He's not, you know? So there was
that the other show?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not, I mean, them, but also listeners. People were telling me.
No, I'm just wondering because I didn't know that topic. So the topic is what?
Well, so.
That's when y'all fired me. Post-firing.
Yeah, so I'll tell you since you weren't there. Anyways,
thank you.
So,
catch me up.
When the relationship, when I first started talking about the relationship, I got so much feedback saying that I was.
Why are you gonna cry again right now?
No, because it's true. People were telling me that I was wrong to be feeling the way I was, and that it was wrong for me to be honest with him and tell him what I wanted and how I felt about him. Literally, there was only two people that told me to do it, and everybody else was telling me I was wrong to do it, and it was a stupid decision.
Here's the funny thing about advice: no one ever takes it. And everyone's advice is always coming from their own aches and pains.
That's what I mean.
So,
That's what I mean.
What, like, I think you can do, I mean, I think if you keep saying the same thing over and over again, because they may not be wrong yet either. You're. When did you tell them I love you? How long ago was that?
I forget. I told them first, though, and it was awesome.
Okay, but you've been dating for 8 months.
Like 9 months.
What happens if he comes back to you next month? Like, listen, I got to be honest. I don't really love you. I felt pressure to say I love you back.
No.
Because then you'd be like, damn, they were right.
No.
So don't give up on other people yet. Because I do feel like
I'm
experience.
I'm not giving up on other people. I just feel like sometimes people don't give someone credit that they're their own person and that they feel things differently.
Or let me go with me here. Careful.
Careful.
Careful. I'm on my period.
Careful.
Or do you just not want to hear it? You just want to do what you want to do and you're not really open? And again, like this time, maybe you were right. But that doesn't mean that every time that everyone else's opinions are going
to
be wrong.
I think it goes back to what you literally just said. People's opinions come from their own hurt and pain and jadedness or whatever.
That's why when I tell you, like, do I think you should get married right now? Fuck no.
And I'm not saying I will get married right now. I was just talking about it.
That's coming from the viewpoint of a guy that got divorced and, you know, was cheated on. And, like,
and look, and I think that's another thing, too, that I hope for you is that, and I think a lot of people are in your position, that you just get closed off and you're fucked up and then you don't.
I'm scared.
Exactly.
I'm scared.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I'm legit
and
scared.
Honestly, I should be scared, too. I should be scared of what's happened to me, but it's like, why? Why?
So I told you, you know, that my goal, honestly, is to take dating more seriously. Like, I want to date just one person exclusively at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But that, honestly, like, I don't know if you can tell in my breath, I'm like,
no, I know. And
like,
that sucks.
It terrifies me. Honestly, and I'm not that type of person. I dove in head first with my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
I gave her all the trust, the love, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's scary now. Mm-hmm. It's scary because the way that my marriage ended was so abrupt.
Yeah.
It was like, done. And again, she kind of gave me a warning shot back in October before she left in March.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't ever see that happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You didn't believe that it would actually be a reality.
Right. Like, I was ready to work on it. Mm-hmm. I was like one of those, like, you know, and again, in hindsight, best thing that ever happened for us.
Like, and also, it didn't even make sense. Y'all weren't even like, that's the thing, too. It's like,
but we were. If you ask,
were you?
We were you and Gerald.
Really?
Garage Boy. Sorry,
in
we were you and Garage Boy.
Really?
People would have looked at us like we were the perfect couple.
Really?
Yeah, and we were.
Mm.
That's the part I worry about for you.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
That's fair. Because I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh no, we were super cute.
Because you always talked about you. You haven't said that yet up to this point. You have not.
Of course
vocalized
not. I'm not going to sit here and say good things about that devil. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we were great. Emotionally, we were a little off.
That's what I mean.
Emotionally, we were a little bit off, but not even like terrible.
But was emotion and act like, was that even a a part of your relationship? Was that a, like really deep down emotions and conversations in that way? Was that even
honestly,
an element?
I can't remember, to be honest with you. It's been so long. But I remember feeling somewhat, even though something felt off. I think internally and externally, it was pretty good to start with. Mm. Pretty good. But if I could go back 10 years with the same knowledge I have now, mm-hmm. would I say that? Probably not. But mm-hmm. in my mind, it was good.
That's fair.
I was happy. I was content. I mean, I felt a little pressure to marry her, but I felt like at that, with my life knowledge, and that's what I'm saying, you just don't have enough life knowledge yet.
Okay.
To really...
I hate when people say that to me. Hey,
don't you, I swear to you.
What does Taylor Swift say in her song, Cardigan?
What, old cardigan, says, throw it on the bed or something?
No, she says, people always think young people know nothing.
I'm not saying that you know nothing. I'm telling you.
I said, what did Taylor Swift say?
Okay, the fact that you're quoting Taylor Swift, I think really.
What did she say, Cardigan?
Like, I don't know.
That's true.
I just want you, this is what I want you to do.
I'm different.
Think about 17-year-old Jess, okay?
Yeah.
You probably thought you had your life together then, too, didn't you?
No, I didn't, girl.
No, I didn't, girl. Do you think you have your life together right now? Do you think like you have your life together? I mean, you got this radio job now. Big city.
No, I don't think I have it completely together, but I'm confident in how I feel about myself and like moving forward. And like I've never felt this comfortable in my own skin, and I know that I'm nowhere near the end, but I know I'm finally on the right path. You know what I mean?
Again, I'm coming at it from my point of view. Yeah. I don't think you're ready.
And again, I'm not saying I have to get married tomorrow and there's no pressure. I literally asked you a question and you've blown it the fuck up.
Because the fact that you said marriage,
I'm allowed to ask what you think. I shouldn't have asked you. Damn it.
Don't be like that.
No.
Why you gotta be like that?
Because it was just a question. And there's no pressure either. I will never be like, if you don't marry me in a year.
That's not true.
Leaving. That's fucked up.
How long would you find? You said you want kids. You said you want like a family. So like how long in your mind?
But that's
and
not,
then we're gonna go. How long in your mind would you give him until you gave up and said, because you
we're
said
not getting married. That's a hard question because I have to take him into consideration too. It's not fair for me to be like, I want to get married in 2 years if he doesn't want to. That's not fair.
So let's say all of a sudden you're sitting here and you're 30 years old. We're still having this conversation.
And we're not married yet?
You're not married yet. He's like, I don't know.
I mean, that's
you're
a
still
short
cool
amount
with it?
Of, yeah, that's
okay.
A short amount of
32.
Time.
32. 5 years in. Still not. There's still no ring. You're 32. Those eggs are like, help me. Somebody fertilize me now.
Stop. I don't know. Ideally, I would have liked, and this is just because because what my uncle said to me, he scared me. He said, he's like, don't wait too long to have kids. I'm tired as fuck. And I was like, oh, fuck.
I know. That's so my fear, too, at 37.
So
I want to be old dad. I don't know.
So that's why I'm all like, I kind of want to be, I would, like, so I have this.
So 32,
stamina.
You're sitting here with 32. It's October the 7th, 2025.
Fine, yeah. If I'm 32 and we're not married, I'll be like, we get married, cool or not? And he was like, no. I'll be like, all right, cool.
But then keep in mind, you got to form another relationship. It's not just going to be like, okay, cool, baby time.
No, I know.
So you can give that man 5 years.
That's fair.
I would say it's pretty generous.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Generous of you, Jessica.
Because that's young still, player.
It is.
That's
but
hella young.
Not super young.
And people having babies way later.
I know you can have babies, but do you want babies at age 40?
I'll make it work. I ain't tripping.
Be the world's oldest mom in the class.
That's
all these
not
other
true.
17-year-old moms coming through, and
that's
you're all here looking
true.
looking like Meemaw up in
that's
this.
That's not true. Don't be talking like that. It doesn't matter if you're a young mom or a seasoned mom. You can be a mom whenever you want.
I didn't say that you couldn't be.
But don't be making fun of that.
I'm asking, is that what you want?
Well,
do
no.
you want to be at your kid's high school graduation at age 68?
No, I would. I mean, do I prefer being...
Yeah, you're Filipino.
Younger. And
you still be looking 22.
Yeah, come on, player.
Yeah. That's the good news.
I don't care. I don't care when it happens. I just want it to happen with the right person and at the right time. And when it's supposed to happen, then it will.
I want to bring him back on.
No, don't tell him. Okay.
don't tell him. You think he listens to podcasts?
Because that's the thing, too. I'm not trying to be like, so when are we getting married? Because that's not how I feel right now. I do think it's too soon for that. I literally was just asking you a question, and I'm allowed to freaking fantasize as much as I want. I'm allowed to do that.
Hit up Jess on Instagram and let her know.
I've been looking at wedding dresses since I was 5 years old, Player. I've been.
Big old poofy dresses because you're five. You want to be a princess
and stuff.
I've
been looking at Cinderella dresses at five.
I can't even imagine your wedding in my mind. It's going to be so ridiculous.
It's going to be the best day ever.
All right, hit up Jess on social because I'd be curious.
Yeah, what do you think? Be nice, please.
I mean, 7 months in, should she really be thinking about marriage yet? I mean, and at 27.
I'm allowed to think about it.
No, you're allowed to, but like when? So then when is that magic time? Yeah. I mean, is there like, and I think that your experiences can help. And I know Jess, like, I don't want to hear it.
That's not what I said.
I think I know everything.
That's not what I said. That's not how I feel. Don't be putting words in my mouth.
I don't care what you have to say.
That's not what I said.
I'm going to change my Instagram handle, make it private. You can't even message me.
That's not what I said.
So rude.
I just want us to be more open to people who like feel differently. That's how I feel. I want people to be more open. I want you to be more open. I don't want you to feel like everything's going to end and like be scared to be
me?
Who you
personally?
Are to your core. Yeah,
oh,
player.
I'm scared. No,
that's
I'm scared
what I mean.
I ain't never going to meet no girl like this.
See, that's what I'm saying, dude. I feel bad and I don't want you to feel that way.
It's fine.
Whatever. Fine. Whatever.
It's fine. It's fine. All right. We got to go meet our coworkers. So,
Tom texted us.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
He's all leaf. I'm like,
show's not even over yet. He's like, I stay listening.
He has cameras.
I stay
than
listening.
Oh my
gosh. What'd he say?
He's coming here soon.
Oh, okay.
We better stop it
before he knows. All right. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 5. This took a weird turn, but there you go. Jess cried again. That's
Stop.
2 out of 5 podcasts. 40% of the shows she's cried in. Do us a favor. A couple different things. Coming soon is going to be the Kramer and Jess On Demand channel, which should probably be up in the next week or so. Up on Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, Stitcher, Spotify. Mm-hmm. Google Podcast. Oh. So you can like listen to our radio show every day too. So that's coming. Do me a favor and also go listen to my podcast, one of my many shows that I do, Jess. I have many shows. It's called Certified Mama's Boy. And I do it with my mom. It's very different than this. It's very different. We don't talk about how many guys you hook up with in between your breakups.
You better careful, Kramer. I will literally expose you so quick.
About what? That one secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
You better be nice to me, Claire.
One day we'll reveal the secret. No, we probably won't.
Careful.
Yeah, careful. And also follow us on social media, especially Baltimore people, because we're just trying to get to know you. Send us a message. Let us know that you're new, because that means a lot to, especially if you're on the podcast already.
I know.
That's deep.
I'm sorry.
That's deep love.
I know.
Jess, your social media.
At Jess Do It, JESSDUITT.
Send her all kind of unsolicited advice.
I want it. Just be nice to me.
I am that guy, Kramer. We love you.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bitch. I'm like half asleep.
I hate why I hate you.
Oh.
You're so mean.
That was fun.
Me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
All car is just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.